to answer this question. Thank you very much. Very good morning to you. We'd like to thank you for that question, Mr. Ravenna.
On this question, I'd like to clarify the following. The Portuguese state for many decades now has adopted what I'd call a humanist and very open policy as regards both migration and refugees. And in that regard, Law 23/2007, which regulates the entry regime as well as the stay, exit and removal of nationals from third countries from the Portuguese territory. We also have Law 27 of 2008 regulating how we confer international protection or refugee status, dealing with all the legal mechanisms which ensure that Portugal will take in and apply the international principles and obligations, be they European or those stemming from the convention, the 1960 Convention on Refugees. Granting refugee status or granting international protection status depends on the express request made by a citizen. That can be made in national territory or in a third country through any diplomatic or consular representative. And indeed, any in an international airport, airport in and border posts on national territory, the basis being the analysis of the request for international protection, obtaining of all necessary information for that purpose. And there the competent authorities have 60 days within which to garner that information. And granting refugee status or international protection, that is given in the light of the Refugee and Asylum Office's opinion. This particular office is made up of a specific service dealing with borders and aliens, what we call our Service for Borders and Aliens. And in the light of the opinion of the National Director of that service, one can grant that status, and it is done by a member of the government, the member that is responsible for internal affairs. I'd also like to recall the following. Portugal has complied with all its international obligations in this area. Member states of the EU, in fact, it's the country in the EU which has had a resettlement program for the longest years, and we intend next year, 2019, take in about 1,000 individuals coming from Egypt and Turkey. We are deeply committed to the resettlement mechanisms within the EU, and we've also recorded over the last 10 years an increase to the tune of about 950% increase as regards requests for international protection lodged with the Portuguese authorities. The success rate of these requests is about, well, it's between 50 to 60%. And I'd also like to answer another question made by Mr. Ravenna. When they're not able to be given this protection, or there is a negative opinion, this is something which also has to be validated by a government member. Of course, there are all the appeals mechanisms that are available under the law. They can turn to administrative appeals or judicial ones, and the appeal is automatic in nature, and it has a suspensive effect. In other words, pending a final decision, a judicial decision, the rights of the individuals in question are safeguarded. Madam Chair, may I continue? Mr. Ravenna, I know Master's Latin, So we'd like, or Latin-based languages, we will leave with him a brochure, a document from the Service on Aliens and Borders, which give you all the information, including statistical information on these issues.